Welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week. This week we are talking about 毕业论文, but exactly how do you say 毕业论文?
Well, that actually is a very good question. And, you know, I was actually under the impression that a thesis could apply to high school or, you know, an undergraduate. But as it turns out, actually thesis or dissertation, these two words, in fact, in many, many cases are actually interchangeable.
Okay, 我一直以为 thesis 和 dissertation 一个是指本科的毕业论文，而一个是指那种更长的，比如博士生的毕业论文。
Yeah, and so the thing is, usually...The word thesis is going to be used for part of getting a bachelor's degree or a master's degree, whereas dissertation is usually applied when you're getting a doctorate, so a PhD. But really the only difference between the two is actually going to be length. And so a thesis usually is going to be shorter, whereas a dissertation is going to be longer.
I see. Thesis 比较短, dissertation 比较长. That kind of explains because sometimes when you are graduating from an undergraduate degree, you usually don't need to write pages after pages of paper, but...A doctor, graduate has to write much longer.
Exactly. And also, because a lot of it about dissertations is about original research, and so dissertations are actually normally report on a research project or study. And so the structure, again, of a thesis or a dissertation actually explains the purpose, the previous research literature, which changes the topic of the study, the methods used, and then the findings of that project.
Also, let's talk a little bit about quotes. So exactly how much quoting is allowed or accepted when you're writing a thesis or a dissertation?
So the thing is about quotations, the most important thing is actually going to be citations. In general, you want to have as few direct quotes as possible. You are going to use quotes in certain block formations, perhaps, or fairly smaller quotes. But in general, for a research paper, which is a thesis or a dissertation, you want it to be your own actual ideas.
论文里面虽然可以出现引用，也就是 quotation， 但是呢，直接引用最好还是比较少出现为好。
It also depends on what exactly we're talking about. On a technical research paper, a technical thesis or dissertation, like for chemistry or physics or mathematics, you want no quotes whatsoever. Whereas papers on philosophy, psychology, and things like that, a lot of the actual paper and research is going to be based upon what other people have done.
I see. 还有一个词在中文里也经常被翻译成论文，那就是 essay.
Right. So we're all looking at forms of writing. But usually thesis and dissertations, they include some form of actual...research, whether it's secondary or original research, whereas essays, number one, are going to be much shorter. So a thesis is maybe 10 pages, where an essay is going to be 2 pages. Also, it's going to be, usually comes from an author's personal point of view, so there's really no research involved whatsoever.
I see. 也许可以把 essay 翻译成小论文 or just a longer homework.
Another word that I want to mention really quickly before we finish this week has the word thesis in it.But it doesn't necessarily relate to a thesis, and that's a thesis statement. And so the thesis statement is one of the very first sentences in a paper, whether it's a thesis, a dissertation, or an essay, or the very first sentence in a paragraph that basically it offers a concise idea of what the rest of the paper or what the rest of the paragraph is actually going to be about.
I see, and it doesn't matter whether it's an essay or a thesis or a dissertation.
Right, thesis statement is going to be in all of those.
And that's all we have for Roundtable's Word of the Week.